upset you now?
Receiving an email an hour and a half before this saying, tell us three things to moan about, annoyed me. Like an hour and a half.
How long do you want?
Yeah.
Well, I'm busy, mate.
No, you're not.
Like, yeah, I am. I'm a podcaster. I don't know what to... I know, so, because I've just taken my kids to school, rushing out the door, getting them dressed. Well, I didn't get them dressed today, but rushing out the door, driving, parked on the grass, did a little skid, didn't wave goodbye to my wife. Didn't wave goodbye to my wife. Made a point of not looking around and waving. That's horrible. That's just dawned on me what I did.
What do you mean you made a point of it?
So I was stressed. And
she was waving. If she thinks I'm going to wave goodbye, she's got another thing coming.
I was stressed.
What a shit protest. That showed her.
Fucking hell, that's horrible. Right, I'm going to go up and give her a nice kiss.
Oh, that's the last thing she wants.
And then I get in, so I'm doing a pod with Joe, and I get a fucking email about what three things you want to moan about. Fucking hell, mate.
How long is it? Have you got the three things in your head?
Yeah. Watch out, Sean. Don't upset him. He won't say goodbye when he leaves. You know what he can get like.
Oh, God. You know, I came home yesterday. I went in my office. I came out the office. My wife was over the road chatting to the neighbour. She turned around. She waved and this lovely smile. I was like, God, I'm really lucky to have a wife who just that little moment to appreciate that little moment. Mm. And there's me. It fucks off. Fucks off up the road doing 40, 45.
Old no wave Dave.
Oh, God.
Oh, doing 40. Fucking hell, Vin Diesel. Got Vin Diesel on the pod. Incredible.
I didn't realise, I was listening to your podcast the other day, I didn't actually realise you lived in Devon now.
Yeah, so doing 40 down a little windy lane, that's not clever.
Why did you go to Devon?
To die, really. Yeah. It definitely feels like it. I mean, I'm enjoying it, but just to do nothing and slow down and...
Do you know people down there or just...
Nomi's from Totnes.
Oh, so really? She's got bloody friends. Hell, the hippie enclave.
Yeah, have you been there?
I have.
Oh, on a Saturday, because I have a little market.
Yeah.
I fucking love it. It's you walking up the high
street. Does it just smell of patchouli oil?
There's a lot of that. But yeah. There's this one woman who, she'll go in the middle of the high street in a bikini and just start dancing. Like fucking 11 a.m. Yeah.
What's the time got to do with that?
What, dancing around in the middle of the street in a bikini?
Well, what if it was 4 p.m.?
Yeah, that's not great, but 11's... But like 9:30 p.m., you go, okay.
When is the best time?
1 a.m.
Post-watershed, definitely.
Yeah, 1 a.m.
I think you're right. It's 1 a.m., isn't it?
Have you ever worn a bikini?
No.
I haven't, no.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah. And so have you.
Did you manage to think of three things?
Yeah.
How long did it... No, wait. How long did it take you?
7 seconds. Yeah, it was really easy actually. I shouldn't have. I don't like my body.
What's wrong with it?
I don't like that Sean's got a good body.
Have you got a good body, Sean? He keeps it under lock and key.
I don't have a good body.
Yeah, you do.
You said this on your... No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. I've had a look at pictures.
I don't have a good body.
Yeah, you have.
How have I got... What do you think constitutes a good body?
Well, you can fit into a nice little pair of trousers, 32, 34 inch.
34.
Are you 34?
34.
I don't, I'm sort of slightly put out of the fact that I have not been singled out for having a good degree at this point. Which also brings me to something that I've just remembered. I don't know if you remember this. You said one of the most damning and hilarious things to me. At Bestival. Yeah.
Oh, no.
A few years...
What is this? You've told me this
heavy night, you were camped with Rupert Magendie.
Brilliant.
And I came over after quite a heavy night. And I sort of said, I said, do I look all right? And you said, well, what are you going for?
That's a standing ovation. I've stood up. That is absolutely... That is one of my favourite ever stories from Bob.
Shit. I remember I've got a little... I've got a little photograph of my memory of you stood in front of me.
Just pop your head out of your tent. Do I look all right? Well, what are you going for?
Okay.
Anyway, so you don't like your body, David. Let's turn the gun back on you.
I saw some famous comedians high on ecstasy in that festival.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's probably you, Paul.
Well, I think I'm... I was possibly high, but not a famous comedian.
Okay. Dear. Yeah, I just remember seeing this famous character comedian.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
She
I remember
was
that.
Wankered.
Off her tits. Yeah. But what's wrong with your body, David?
Oh, I'm just so overweight. I've got a little personal trainer comes around. He came around yesterday and he works on my body and
you don't look overweight. You don't look overweight.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Yeah, you carry it well.
Do I? I don't think you've seen me for a few couple of years. No, I've got a big belly and my bum's out of shape. And
one butter bigger than the other.
I hate having a shit bum.
I've actually got, but do you know what? My bottom half and my top half don't correspond. I've actually got good legs and a great ass.
Have you got a good bum?
Yeah, I've got a great bum.
Paul thinks he's got sexy feet.
No, you brought that in. No, I've got good legs. I've definitely got good legs.
I've got good legs.
But it's my top half is an absolute shit show.
Same. Yeah, how old are you, Paul?
48.
Fuck!
Yeah.
Same.
Are you? Yeah, I think I knew that.
How often do you think about death? Genuinely,
not as often as I used to be obsessed with death as a kid.
Same,
but not. I think about it less than I did. But less than I did as a kid, but more than I did in the period between now and being a kid.
Right.
Do either of you remember where you first understood the concept of death? Because I do.
I know how old I was when it really took hold and I became obsessive.
Which age was that?
I was about 17.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's very
old. Late. Yeah.
And how often do you think about it now?
All the time.
All the time,
yeah.
Do you drink a lot of coffee?
I'd have one cup in the morning. Yeah.
And what do you think about it? You just obviously that you don't want
it
to happen.
I think about being on my deathbed saying goodbye to my children as I'm slipping away. Okay. And wondering where I'm going to next.
Can we go back to your shit body?
Can we go back to your bum? Let me just say, we're trying to get this into a TV show on Dave.
fucking hell. Yeah. No, I've got my bum's not very... I was looking at it in the mirror and... Yeah, there's nothing...
Are you basically trying to get in shape for your deathbed?
For my children and my wife. Right. I want my wife to look at me on the beach and go... Do you know, I was on Rhodes Island.
Right.
And I saw this Greek guy in his 20s walk up to me. This is true. And he had little Speedos on. He had this penis that went from the middle of his, where it should be, along the top of his leg, and then poked out of his hip. And he had a little ribbon tied around the bottom of the helmet.
Bollocks.
The bollocks were showing.
Really?
Yeah.
He had a little ribbon round his bell end.
That's the bit where I go, did he?
what do you want from your bum? Like, what's the bum doing?
I just want it to look. I want my wife to look at it and go, I like what I've got there.
Well, she's smiling at you from across the road.
Yeah, but when I turn round, she's got a,
God.
She's giving me the bird. Yeah. Yeah.
So what are you, what is the shape that you're trying to get to? Are we talking you want a six pack?
No.
Have you ever had a six pack?
No.
No, me
either. Have you? No. I bet you fucking have, Sean.
I think we have... Yeah, I have, but that was only because I was basically having a mental breakdown.
Worth it. Worth it.
I was insane, but boy, did I look good.
Did you, though? Did you look in the mirror? Is it worth, when you look in the mirror, does it go, I feel better about myself or I don't care? Is it worth going that full?
No, it's not. I don't think it's worth it.
No.
No, not at all. Okay. Because you never think, by the way, you never think you look good anyway. You turn into one of those like...
Oh, don't you?
No.
Well, I do.
Body dysmorphia.
No, you won't. You'll get that. You'll still think something's wrong.
Yeah.
Just have the kebab. It's life is easier.
No, really? Fuck.
Yeah. I mean, not a kebab. I don't like kebab, but...
No.
Who is your personal trainer, by the way? What's the...
Nick.
Nick, and he's from Totnes?
He's from the area, and he's great.
What's
pushes
his vibe?
Me. He works me hard.
Yeah.
And I find I sort of mope around the gym when he's there and sort of moan. Oh, this is hard, Nick. Yeah. So, yeah, but he's really good. Yeah.
And have you had to write down your goals? Have you said, I want a great ass?
Yeah, as soon as he walked through the door, yeah.
I basically want to get to a point where I can turn around to my wife and go, I like what I've got there.
Yeah. No, do you know, I haven't told him about my ass. No. No. I just want to look normal for a summer.
I think what's happened, the reason I try and run. And,
So when I spoke to you, Sean, you said you went out for a run. You did about an hour. That's not trying. That's not trying. That you're a good runner if you can do that.
Well, so since then I've been a bit busier and cut down, but I still do the five. I still do the 5K.
That's hard.
I don't. It's not though. If you don't smoke and you don't drink, it's really not hard.
Okay. Well, it is hard.
No, it's not, though.
I don't drink, I don't smoke, and I can't run 5K.
Have you tried to run 5K?
Yeah.
And how far have you got?
I get bored, and then, like, 2 minutes so in, and I'm like, boring.
What are you talking about? I put on Blink 182.
I fucking hate Blink 182.
Me, yeah, well.
I fucking hate... There's an intro to a Blink 182 song. It's my least favourite intro out of every song.
What is it?
It makes my skin crawl, Sean.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm not having it. I should have mentioned them at the start of the pod.
That's what you mean?
Sean used to listen to Limp Bizkit.
Fucking stroll on.
No, that's unbelievable, isn't it? I thought I was going to live without meeting someone that actually liked Limp Bizkit. And that was, you know, how foolish I was.
I was like 14 for Christ's sake.
No excuse.
15.
Oh, what's the song that I don't like?
Blink 182.
I don't know what it is, but it winds me up.
Where are you? Well, I'm so sorry.
I fucking hate that. Yeah.
Oh, why? What's wrong with that? I love that song.
It's so cringy.
What? Music's cringy. What do you mean? Music's cringy. It's someone going, I love you. Basically.
There's something about that melody that gets my
There's basically two types of song. I love you or take down the government. That's it.
It's that melody. Paul's nailed it.
Where are you?
I hate it.
I'm so sorry.
I hate it.
I cannot sleep. I cannot dream tonight.
It's like Blink 182 in the room, and that is not a good thing.
I hate it.
That was the fantastic David Earl, a.k.a. Brian Gittins. You can catch more of David on his own hit podcast with fellow comedian Joe Wilkinson. That is Chatterbix, available on all formats. Now, if you want to hear more of What's Upsetting You Now, remember, you can listen to our hour-long exclusive Patreon episodes every Monday by just signing up for only £3 a month. That's less than a coffee a week. Come on, man. Well, it's a coffee a month. You can find that on patreon.com/WUYN or just tap the link in the blurb.